President Bush says he is optimistic about tomorrow's Middle East summit in Annapolis. The leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority will be there, along with representatives of dozens of other countries. The optimism that Mr. Bush expressed today has not been heard very often in advance of this meeting, but NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says it may not be misplaced.
Perhaps the Naval Academy was chosen for this latest Middle East peace effort because of the well-known slogan, "Don't give up the ship." Surely no one comes to Annapolis with too rosy expectations. President Bush managed to steer clear of the oldest established crisis in the world for most of his 7 years in office. Then he was willing to risk the prestige of his Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, but not his own. She made 8 trips to the area this year and succeeded in cobbling together a cast of some 40 characters without an agreed-upon script. So now President Bush steps on the stage. But to what purpose? The road to Annapolis from Madrid, from Oslo, from Camp David is littered with peace efforts, some of which seem close to success at times, but ultimately failed. Everyone knows where the deadlocks are, the status of Jerusalem, the security of Israel, the borders of Palestine, the status of Palestinian refugees. And now on the agenda, the Golan Heights, serious price for coming to Annapolis. One of the few hopeful signs is that Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas seem more disposed to reaching agreement than were Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat. One of the less hopeful signs is that both Olmert and Abbas do not command the full support of their constituencies. As President Bush steps on this well-trodden stage, it seems as though being there is already considered a great success. There may be no breakthrough, but if there is no breakdown, that counts as success. At best, this is a meeting that may lead to further meetings. At worst, Annapolis joins the crowded list of peace efforts that failed. This is Daniel Shore.